Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, our Lord makes reference to that time when we would have him no longer with us bodily, you know, visible or to our eyes, namely after the ascension. And so we do live in the days when we should be fasting, especially according to the laws of the church, during the penitential seasons and such. But the first reading from the prophet Isaiah explains to us that there's a right way to fast and there's a wrong way to fast. The wrong way to fast. We see the prophet saying, "Lo, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits." That is, you are attached to your own will. You're carrying out your own pursuits, your own will instead of the will of God. Your own pursuits instead of carrying out the duties of your state in life. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Okay, any fast serves no purpose if we don't abandon sin. There can also be less pure motives for fasting, right? Some people can approach fasting like a diet. Lent comes around, I need to lose some weight, so it's a good idea for me to fast. Okay, that's certainly that intention can be present, because it's not a bad intention, it's just not a supernatural intention. But I would say if that intention is present year after year, and Lent has become your time of losing weight, well then Lent isn't serving its purpose, right? It's meant for long-lasting conversion, the breaking of bad habits. And so hopefully one Lent would be enough to take care of the dieting aspect of it, and then it then takes the form of just a penitential act. There can also be the approach to fasting as it being like a triathlon. Okay, I'm going to do 40 days of bread and water because I can do it and I'm just going to work at it and get there and make it. Now, again, that is not a good disposition with which to approach fasting. But as the responsorial psalm says, "A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn." So with that interior disposition, we should approach fasting with sorrow for sin, a humbled and contrite heart. We should approach fasting out of love for God, with a desire to make reparation for our sins. We should approach fasting with a desire, with a love for neighbor, a desire to obtain graces for them, the graces of conversion and sanctification. And fasting should lead to growth in virtue, a greater zeal in practicing the works of mercy, which is mentioned in the rest of this first reading. So let's be sure to approach fasting with these supernatural intentions in a way that's pleasing to God and fruitful for the spiritual life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.